I mean, first time it was reaction, and we now have some general points on this topic and on this item on the agenda of our working group. First of all, I also want to thank the friends of the chair who have been working on this topic and who are diligently looking into the necessary information that we, of course, need when we want to move forward, especially the financial implications, and that's very much appreciated. We also appreciate the discussion that we had this morning, and in particular on the two working papers that are in front of us. We also like the car analogy and that we are building something here together. I think that's the right spirit. And I just want to mention that when we look into two working papers, we see different approaches, but they are very much complementary. And both Kazakhstan and US and its co-sponsors, they are looking in different parts of the car. So if we bring them together and if we look into the what we actually want and what kind of car we want to build, I think that's also a very good question. We can combine the working papers and the different ideas, and we and other delegations might even bring some additional elements to the table. So I think we are on a very good path here. And once again, we very much want to thank the US and Kazakhstan for their working papers, also the big changes that Kazakhstan has undergone, especially also in the statute and the different elements. I think there we like the structural elements and already thinking about executive councils and other bodies. And from the US working paper, we really like the idea of a lean structure. I think that's something and that we have to consider in the current circumstances. Budgets are tight, tensions are high. So if we start out with something that can be a starting point and that can be less can be considered as something that is, let's say, less big or menacing, I think that's a good starting point. What we should, however, consider is that there should be also a way or a mechanism or an opportunity or option that we could increase the institution once we all together consider that it is needed and that it's necessary. In general, I think there are four different things that we should discuss under this agenda item. I mean, first, of course, it's clearly these institutional aspects on what we are working on. How should a future organization look like? Second point is, what do we do in the meantime? Because obviously this will take some time, so there are some issues that we should address also before, or issues that we could already do now as a sort of build-up stage. And here we clearly also see the two mechanisms as part of this element. Third point, there are general issues we also should address, and I will come to that later. And the fourth, of course, is the financial implications that I have already managed. In general, Austrian position is that we are currently discussing a wide range of measures and mechanisms to strengthen our convention and to increase the capacities to better fulfill its purpose and its objective. And this, above all, includes a remedy to a long-standing weakness and the adaptation of our convention to the challenges of the 21st century. And this is the main point. It is also very clear that such an endeavor is associated with costs, while the spent money must be in clear correlation with the outcome and the effect we consider the means well invested. And now I come what we should do maybe in the meantime, but already at the build-up stage. We have to secure that the ISU is properly staffed and provided with security and stability. We have to build in-house capacities also already ahead of the bigger institutional structure. And the current situation in which the mandate is prolonged from one review conference to the next is unsustainable. And we therefore support the decision to turn it into a permanent institution already before we adopt a bigger structure, preferably by the next review conference or by a special conference if it's possible. Another crucial institutional issue which needs to be addressed by the next review conference is the delegation of decision-making power to the meeting of states parties. This is a long-standing flaw that makes our convention less reactive and inflexible, and also here we would like to see a solution sooner than later. In the context of this whole discussion, we also need to stress, and these are the general points, the importance for member states to fulfill their financial obligations in full and on time. Our convention needs sound finances, and our work should not be disrupted by such shortcomings. And here we are referring to situations in the past. As stressed during the review conference by many states and also earlier this morning by Panama, we also consider it important to integrate the gender-related consequences of biological agents and toxins into our work and enhance gender equality and women's empowerment under the convention. And this is also something that is incredibly important. Last point, and this already, I'm switching back and forth a little, but this goes back into the building phase and the bigger institutional mechanism, organization that we want to build. We need it at this stage already consider how the mechanisms that we are creating now, and especially S&T and on Article 10, how they can be later on incorporated into an institutional structure. So this should be already planned in and be part of this. We also note that especially, for example, a cooperation body, but also S&T ideas have already been part of the protocol in 2001. So this is not something completely new. And it is something that has always been considered necessary when we go into an institutional phase. So both of the mechanisms are highly important to support states in the framework of a bigger organization, and they should be part of this. As has been mentioned by Norway, there are also several other aspects that have to be part of this organization that are not necessarily related to compliance and verification, such as Article 7. We might also decide that in addition to declarations, we continue the structure of CBMs. Highly important, really important, is the coordination with other international players and also representing the convention in international coordinating bodies. And this is something we have brought up under another agenda point, but this is something that we really need to do. We need to be a player in the room. There are coordinating bodies, and the ISU or the secretariat or the convention in whatever form has to be in this room and listen to the discussions. We also support the idea to use UN SGM structures. This could be one of the ways to be lean and cost efficient. And I think I have made all my points. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I give